Simon & Schuster Audio presents Holy War, Inc. Inside the Secret World of Osama Bin Laden by Peter Bergen. Read by the author.
How to Find the World's Most Wanted Man. When you go looking for Osama bin Laden, you don't find him, he finds you. It was March 1997 when the phone rang. "Osama has agreed to meet with you in Afghanistan," said the voice at the other end of the line. Bin Laden and his advisors had concluded that CNN, my then employer, was the best forum to broadcast his first television interview to the English-speaking world. To me, there was always an unresolved quality to the U.S. government's investigation of the first attempt to destroy the World Trade Center in 1993, which was also the first time international terrorists had successfully carried out a bombing operation on American soil. The government had convicted the actual bombers, but who was the mastermind of the operation? Who had bankrolled two of the bombers to fly from Pakistan to New York to carry out the attack? The more I read about bin Laden, the more plausible a candidate he seemed. My quest to find the mysterious Saudi multimillionaire began in North London. The quiet suburb of Dollis Hill is favored by Arab immigrants who have set up mosques and Islamic schools on its leafy avenues. On an unassuming street of 1930s Tudor-style houses lived Khalid al-Fawaz, the spokesman for a Saudi opposition group founded by bin Laden.